Waiting, watching the clock, it's 4 o'clock, it's got to stop. Tell him, take no more, she practices her speeches. He opens the door, she rolls over, pretends to sleep as he looks her over.
She dreams in color, she Chase Portland, you got another couple minutes? I think we might be the only ones that have to work tomorrow. So we're gonna be very responsible, but not really. We'll still keep playing. That's it. Everybody seemed like friends tonight. You seem like friends with each other and with us. That's nice. And I know we knew we had some friends coming and all that, but this, we didn't quite expect this of you. So thanks for the surprise, the good surprise. My friend Thomas, he had to go. In September, he decided that was kind of it. It just became too hard. And I can only say this because he's not here right now. And it should be said because we have a gathering of people. Say it in his name. But, he finally let it out there, like, it's just too, I can't do it anymore. It's just too painful. You know, he's being fed through a tube, he doesn't get to eat anymore, he doesn't get to, he's just barely there, and he decided that was it, he was gonna give it up, and then this dream of getting to Portland, because when it does come time to the end, at least he can do it with dignity, this dream to come to Portland happened, and he made it. And that was no easy task. And I tell you, there was like one other person really helping, and that's his wife, Claudia. This woman is so fucking amazing. And she doesn't want any credit whatsoever. She looks at you, she's like, I love him. What do you think I would do? I fucking love him. And so Portland seemed like the end of the earth to happiness, and they made it here. So that's a good thing. A couple nights ago, something was mentioned, I think in Oakland. I mentioned something about being a father and a father of a daughter and not understanding how, I'd heard that Dick Cheney didn't understand that even though his daughter was in a same-sex relationship and wanted to be in a same-sex marriage and actually achieved the ability to be in a same-sex marriage, that he still didn't have the empathy to understand that, even in his own daughter. I mean, that's what I was talking about. It was passed on that somebody was upset. They thought, like, why are we talking about Dick Cheney anymore? Shouldn't we have moved on? That was 6 years ago. Shouldn't we have moved on from Dick Cheney and his responsibility for putting us into a war of choice that we were led into under, we were fed lies to believe other things that we, they think that we should forget about this. Do you want to tell Thomas that we should forget about this? Tell Thomas that we should be over that. Tell Thomas's son that he should be over that. That, like, don't be complaining about Dick Cheney anymore. He's off the hook. That was 5-6 years ago. Get over it. The shelf life. Tell that to Thomas's son. Oh wait, Thomas doesn't have a son because his fucking shit doesn't work because he took a bullet in the back because he was fighting a war that we didn't have to be in the first place in Iraq. Yeah! You tell us we should, look, I'm all for forgiveness, But if you forget something like that, and forget, I hope I'm speaking for, I don't know who I'm speaking for, but it's sometimes shit needs to be heard. There are some things that you, even if you forgive, you should not forget, just so they don't, we don't let them happen again. Yeah! We can't let that happen again. And if Thomas sits there all of fucking, you know, 34 years tomorrow, he'll be his 34 years tomorrow, and now I think he weighs about 65 pounds. Look, if he can go through all this, and that makes a difference towards this never happening again, he'll be all right with the whole situation. He will felt like he died a life lived and something that made a difference, and it's all up to us to make his life make a difference. Thanks for listening.